One final question for you, Secretary of State Bowen. What is your current thinking about the Holt bill in Congress, H.R. 811?
It's an interesting challenge because with regard to some states, the Holt bill would be a huge improvement because there are, in this country, many states that use electronic voting machines that don't have any paper trail at all. However, one of the concerns that we've seen is that in many cases the paper trail may not work properly. It requires voters to take the time to review the paper against their voting, and if everyone actually took the time to review every vote, I shudder to think how long it would take people at the polling place.
And a recent study at Rice University showed that two-thirds of the public really don't know what to do with that paper trail.
Well, indeed, and we saw a videotape, I believe it was from a polling place in the Central Valley last year, in which a poll worker told a voter, oh, don't worry about that paper, that's just for the central office. And, of course, the idea that the paper is an accurate check only works if people actually do check it against their vote. Mm-hmm. And we're all supposed to check our credit card bill against every charge we make in our bank account, and I'm not sure that all of us check everything every month.
I do. So, bottom line, I'm not prepared to support Holt in its present form. I don't think that it properly defines the paper trail as a ballot for post-election purposes. The audit provisions in there, I think, are inadequate. And ultimately, I'd like to see touchscreen voting machines banned. That may not be achievable right now, but it seems to me they didn't even attempt it.
Well, I think it's, again, the difficulty is that because many states made significant investments after the Help America Vote Act was passed, they're defending the investments they made. And if it's really unfortunate that we moved with the kind of speed that we did and basically went from the frying pan into the fire.
Mm-hmm.
States, in some respects, states that did very little are better off than states that did a great deal.
Yeah.
They kept their powder dry, and they still, many of them are still using paper ballots.
That's our
backup in any event.
And I don't mean to be relentless, but do you support H.R. 811 in its current form?
I have not. I've worked with the author to try to strengthen the bill, but have not taken a position in support. Again, I'm concerned that if we put the whole concept of a voter-verified paper trail into statute, and it's something that we know is problematic both from a practical standpoint and because that's not actually what happens, we may find ourselves once again trying to improve something that's very expensive and that would be better to do right in the first place.
Indeed. Thank you very much. Thanks for your time today, Secretary of State Deborah Bowen. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Peter B., for following this issue and continuing to stay on top of it.
I think it's important, and I'm glad you do, too. We're going to take a break and return, and your phone calls are up for the rest of this hour at 888-5-PETER-B. It's the Peter B. Collins Show.